content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This is Julie Eldridge from the North Carolina Reading Service. I'll be reading to you from the newsletter of the Governor Moorhead Foundation, the Charger Advocate, for the month of November 2023. And it starts out with a note from the desk of Board President Francisco Chavez. Hello, Governor Moorhead Foundation supporters, partners, and friends. The Board of Directors and I hope you had a wonderful holiday surrounded by friends and loved ones. The Giving Season Gala was a great way to kick off the holiday season and to support our mission and work in a fun and delightful way. Every attendee received something, a gift, a delicious meal, inspiration, and joy from the tunes played by the student band, and strengthened ties across communities. As the Board of Directors holds its last board meeting of 2023, we'll map out as much of the coming year as possible to ensure we know what funding requests are on the horizon, what opportunities there are to connect with Governor Moorhead School students, and ways in which we can support the entire GMS community. Giving Tuesday has become an annual tradition for many. If you follow us on social media, you likely saw our own campaign yesterday. Giving Tuesday is the perfect way to teach our little ones what the holidays are all about, thinking of others and showing them how much we care about them. If you didn't participate in our campaign yesterday, please consider making a donation today, before the holidays get into full swing and the time has rushed by. Enjoy this beautiful season. Thank you for keeping in touch. And as always, we thank you for your support. Spotlight on new board member Deborah Weinel. Deborah has been a teacher all her life. As a child growing up in Durham, North Carolina, she taught lessons to her stuffed animals, then her younger sister. After high school, Deborah attended the University of North Carolina at Wilmington. While at UNCW, she made the Dean's List, then graduated with a BA in education. Deborah's career in education has covered all ages, from teaching preschoolers through adults, as well as teaching English as a second language. She started teaching young children at Edenton Street United Methodist Church in downtown Raleigh, then moved to Bright Horizons Child Care Centers and Trinity Preschool at Trinity Baptist Church for a total of 25 years with children. Children are my passion, Deborah says. They are not things to be molded, but wonderful beings to be unfolded. She is grateful to have the opportunity to serve on the Governor Moorhead Foundation Board. In addition to her work with the GMF Board, Deborah serves as treasurer for the North Carolina Women of the ELCA, co-president of her church women's group, and is a volunteer for Family Promise. She enjoys crocheting, sewing, the outdoors, and spending time with her husband, Bill, and their two grown children. Foundation aid. The following funding requests were received from the Governor Moorhead School and approved at the Governor Moorhead Foundation August board meeting. $300 for supplies for the Charger store, $1,025 for band instrument repairs, supplies, and sheet music for choral concerts, $800 for a rock climbing trip for all students to the Triangle Rock Club, $4,380 for middle and high school Model United Nations Conference taking place October 12th to 15th of 2023 at UNC Charlotte, $3,500 for high school Model United Nations taking place March 1st through 3rd of 2024 at UNC Chapel Hill, $1,200 for the purchase of art curriculum and supplies, and $2,000 in matching funds to support an application for a STEM grant through the Green Our Planet Foundation, which did end up being awarded. This grant will provide a hydroponic system, lighting, and chemicals for the greenhouse, as well as curriculum and teacher training. As always, we are pleased to support the Governor Moorhead School in providing important experiences and opportunities for the students they serve. And this follows with several photos of the young folks using the climbing wall at the Triangle Rock climb. It's quite impressive. December 3rd is the International Day of Persons with Disabilities. Approximately 15% of the world's population lives with some form of disability. More than 100 million disabled persons are children, and 50% of all disabled persons cannot afford health care. Recognition of this by the United Nations aims to promote the rights and well-being of persons with disabilities in all spheres of society and to increase awareness of the situation of persons with disabilities in every aspect of political, social, economic, and cultural life. Here's a playground update. We are very near the finish line with providing a new multi-sensory, fully accessible playground for the Governor Moorhead School. Most of the materials are in, and work is steadily moving forward. We'll keep in touch on the grand opening coming soon. And there follows several photos of the work in progress. Fundraising. On November 2nd, we held our signature fundraiser, the Giving Season Gala, on the Governor Moorhead School campus with close to 100 attendees, including many local dignitaries. A delicious dinner, delightful music by Governor Moorhead School students, lots of door prizes, a large silent auction, and great fellowship made for a wonderful evening. Together, the dinner and auction raised over $6,000, all of which will be used to support the staff and students of the school. We are incredibly grateful to our guests, our sponsors, and our many donors who helped make the fundraiser so successful. Thank you. And there follows several pictures of this gala. There's a young lady playing the keyboard, a young man playing a clarinet, people enjoying their dinner and celebrating their fellowship in what looks like a gymnasium, a big gymnasium. It's got the Chargers logo on the floor. Donating to the Governor Moorhead Foundation. Make a donation today and help us continue our mission for the students at GMS. It's easy to donate to the work of the Governor Moorhead Foundation via PayPal, by mail, or through the State Employees Combined campaign. Learn more about donating to the foundation from the donation page of our website. And that's it for this issue of the newsletter for the Governor Moorhead Foundation, the Charger Advocate. And we hope you've enjoyed this. I'm Julie Eldridge, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for the print and visually impaired audience. The newsletter for the Governor Moorhead School is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.